It does seem to be the end of the road for one of India's marquee brands, Jet Airways, an airline that took on Air India to offer world-class domestic and international services right until it went bankrupt in 2019. Now, 5 years after a plan was put in place to restore the airline with new owners, the Supreme Court has made it clear the non-implementation of the resolution plan was peculiar and alarming, and the airline, or whatever is left of it, as a corporate entity, will now be liquidated. It appears to be the end of the road for one of India's marquee brands, Jet Airways, an airline that took on Air India to offer world-class domestic and international services right until it went bankrupt in 2019 after its debt exceeded 7,500 crores. 5 years after a plan was put in place to restore the airline with new owners, the Supreme Court made it clear the non-implementation of the resolution plan was peculiar and alarming, and that the entity taking over Jet would be liquidated. An amount of 200 crores infused by the consortium stands forfeited. What's more, lenders and creditors can encash an amount of 150 crores furnished by the consortium as a performance bank guarantee. The Supreme Court also held that an earlier order of the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, or NCLAT, that allowed the performance bank guarantee to be used as the first tranche of repayment to creditors and others was in flagrant disregard of previous Supreme Court orders and perverse. Jet Airways could not fly again after the Calrog-Jalan consortium, which had conditional rights to take over the airline, could not pay 350 crores in the first tranche of its payment as agreed upon. These were part of dues owed to personnel who'd lost their jobs, to lenders and creditors and banks. The consortium was to eventually invest 4,883 crores into the airline to make it soar again, a dream that remains just that, a dream. Vishnu Shom for NDTV. Well, it is a very, very sad end to what was an exceptionally good airline with a real future until it got into that debt situation. It could never recover. There was hope for the airline to be revived, but it's just not going to happen now. That's sad. Captain Sam Thomas, President of the Airline Pilots Association of India, joins us. Captain Asim Valiani, a former 777-300 commander at Jet, joins us, as does Neha Lal, a former cabin crew manager at Jet. Look, it's so sad in a sense to be speaking to all of you after we've all, and I have personally tracked the Jet story, so hopeful of a resolution. But Captain Sam Thomas, is it your belief that, you know, it was never meant to be, that despite the best efforts of people, the airline was too much in debt to actually be recovered?
Good evening, Vishnu. Thank you. We'd like to place on record NDTV that has been with Jet Airways right from Dr. Roy's time. And I'd like to state that, firstly, the feeling today has been that of somebody missing in action and finally found dead, so there is a closure. But having said that, we believe that it is by design and not by error. And we'd like to highlight a couple of things that went on, particularly, for want of a better word, a farce that was carried out under the garb of NCLT. And the two people involved, the resolution professional and the chairman of SBI, the then chairman of SBI, who had made very irresponsible statements. Resolution was the last thing on their mind, is what we believe, and professionalism in no way was involved in dealing with the Jet Airways crisis. We'd also like to highlight the fact that there exists no legal mechanism by which the employees can get even their statutory dues, leave alone the salaries. So as we speak, we have a huge count of employees who were still hopeful till this morning. We even, and with good reason, we had Captain J.T. Dhillon, who was appointed as the accountable manager and VP operations. And we believe strongly that the bankers didn't want this resolution to go through. When I say bankers, I want to make a differentiation between bank and bankers. And up until this moment, we were hopeful in on one way or the other that there would be a resolution. It was not based merely on hope, but I think we were pretty hopeful that this would someday come out. And we are in touch on WhatsApp groups. And even up until now, every Jet Airways pilot had committed that should the airline revive, we will leave everything and get back to Jet Airways in an amicable fashion.
So just so that you know, I'm clear to our viewers, I did also reach out to the resolution professional, and he declined to be on this show. But I mean, from my conversation with him, I can tell you that he was equally disappointed with you know things not having worked out. But be that as it may, Captain Asim Valiani, this is something the death of Jet. And, you know, a few years back, we were talking about the revival of Jet. And that's not happening now. But the death of Jet comes, you know, it's sad because it's affected thousands of families, not just, you know, people like you, people like Neha Lal or people like Captain Thomas, but also families who were out of a job all of a sudden, who weren't paid their salaries in time and who never really recovered their dues, right? I mean, that's ultimately what it's all about.
Yeah, Vishnu, that's true. So, of course, you know, first time I came on your channel, that was, I think, in 2018, December. And we've been talking about it. And, of course, and then in 2019, the airline finally shut down. So, yes, it has been a very tough time for all the families. But, you know, people have moved on. You know, the hopes were there, like Sam said. But of course, at some point, we also felt that, you know, this might not work out. And that's the reason why, you know, that I know
when
some
did you
of
feel
my
that,
colleagues.
Captain, when did you start feeling that, look, it isn't going to work out?
You know, once the Jalan Kalrok, they took over. And I think during that time also, I spoke with you. And we were quite optimistic.
Yeah,
but
we
as
were.
The time went by, and then I realized that this is definitely not going to work out because it should not take so much time. It was a very straightforward thing. The entire thing had been given to the Jalan Kalrok. They were supposed to start Jet Airways again, and then suddenly there were roadblocks. So, you know, like Sam said, maybe there was never any will to revive Jet Airways.
Neha Lal, could you tell us a little bit about your own story, your own experience as a senior cabin crew manager? You know, I mean, a lot of you thought the world of Jet. You loved working in the airline. And then it all ended. How did that impact you personally?
Hello, everyone. I'm Neha. And yes, you're right. Jet Airways was a part of the life for us. Having said that, Jet Airways was just more than an airline. It was like a family. A family of hundreds bound together by a shared dream. It was a place where individuals from diverse backgrounds came together, nurtured an exceptional training and guided by a spirit of excellence. You know, having said that, we were all together. We worked really hard to make Jet Airways number one through and through. And we did sustain that for a very, very long time. There was a time we were compared to even Singapore Airlines. Well, Jet has also seen a lot of recession in the course of journey. But we have proved in that course of journey that we can come back. We had hope that we will come back. Yes, Jet Airways has taken a very unexpected turn. It has hit us very, very strongly. But I just want to tell you, Mr. Soam, Jet training was exceptional. Each Jet Airways crew has gone through such a rigorous training. After even 4 or 5 years, all of us have, you know, diversified into various professions, and we are really excelling well. And I'm really thankful to Jet Airways to give us exceptional service and this confidence where we are, all of us are today. And we are very positive. We're doing very good. And we can't thank Jet Airways enough for all this, what all beautiful period they have given us.
You know, such poignant thoughts. And it is so sad that, you know, that wonderful airline can't fly again. Captain Sam Thomas, a couple of years back, there was actually an Airbus A220 with the livery of the new Jet Airways, you know, that it was all set. The consortium seemed to be getting its act together. There was a fleet of planes which was going to be acquired. They'd committed to more than 4,800 crore rupees. And it just seemed to be a matter of time. I think that's the biggest disappointment, because you don't go buy planes or lease them and start painting them unless you're serious about getting the job done, right?
Vishnu, I was very remotely involved with the livery part of that plane. That really was not painted as such. It was like a tech demo that was done. And you bring out a very pertinent point. At each stage, if you go chronologically, at each stage there was hope. As you pointed out about the A220, there was the first statement by the then chairman SBI, Mr. Rajneesh, that he would be infusing 1,500 crores. That kept us hooked on for a while. Then there was a statement by Mr. Chachavriya that he would get this resolved in 90 days. Now, the NCLT has a finite time within which it has to do its duty, but it kept getting extended. But at each time, they were very good suitors like the Hindujas, the Tatas themselves, and a host of others. And I personally do not believe that the present consortium was the best suitor. And it just kept giving us hopes. And at the same time, it kept eating into our statutory dues. And the you must understand that the families went through a real bad time. One of our colleagues even passed away. And all along, they've been fighting. And there was a team which worked in the background, which were mainly the engineers and the preservation group. And they did a good job. However, when there is no professional involved, no aviation professional involved in this task, it was bound to fail anyways. Also, I must highlight that we had a very big soft power that we call as the lady pilots of Jet Airways, who were headed by Captain Sangeeta Joshi, Captain Chhabra, and I can name a whole lot of them. Mm-hmm. They offered their services free of cost to the resolution professional, who, for reasons best known to him, kept them away. And he would never discuss these things. So we believe that we were dealt a very bad hand. And I think, like I said before, the bankers didn't want this. The powers that be didn't want it. If you see SpiceJet, every day there is a news about SpiceJet, is in trouble. But somehow he has not gone to the NCLT and therefore he is there. There's another airline that went to NCLT, Go Air, and that's as good as Gone Air right now. So we are very, very bitter about the NCLT experience and the effort that were taken. We believe that this airline would still have been flying.
Right. Captain Valiani, just as a matter of fact, have all commanders or other crew members been paid their salaries, which was due to them, their provident fund, was it fully, provided by the airline, and other dues? Have you all gotten your money back?
No, not really. So as far as the provident fund goes, yes, they couldn't touch that, but gratuity, which is quite a lot. And in fact, a lot of people are dependent on that. Sadly, I do not know whether we are going to get that money back. So,
Did you get your gratuity back? Were the parts of your salary which you never got? I remember many, many years back, you weren't paid your salaries on time.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mr. Stone. We didn't get our salaries. Gratuity is definitely a big no-no. But yes, as Mr. Valiani said, we have managed to get our PF, Provident Fund, yes.
Captain Valiani, finally, I think from a larger standpoint, going just beyond your experience, India needs more competition in the skies. We need more big international players. And Jet could have fulfilled that part. At the end of the day, it's the Indian consumer, the customer, the flyer who's losing out, right?
That's correct. And again, I'm happy that, you know, we have the new airline, which is Akasa, and which is founded by Mr. Vinay Dubey, who was the last CEO of Jet Airways. So that is a kind of a mini Jet Airways that has started. So yes, we need more competition compared to the US market. You know, there is a lot of gap. And I hope that, you know, we see new players, and we have a lot of talented professionals who are ready to join. So, and I hope things change. And I hope the bankruptcy laws change, because, you know, if you look at the bankruptcy laws in the U.S., Delta and other airlines, they have been revived. They had filed for bankruptcy, and they have revived. But unfortunately, we do not have that kind of provision in India, which is really sad. Today, Jet Airways could have been flying.
All right. Look, it's unfortunate, as I said, you know, what's happened. And it's very sad to be speaking to you all under such circumstances. But you've all done well for yourselves, the three of you. You've moved on. But many of your colleagues, sadly, haven't. But it's been a sad chapter in Indian aviation. Thank you very much for being with us.